Thank you. Thank you. It was not an easy task because at the beginning there was a resistance. Really is this idea that trade reforms, standards are very technical, and by being technical they are gender neutral, was something that many people had in their mind, and they were in perfect good faith convinced that this was the reality. I think one way of, as you said, to persuade was that we started working with the specific developing and the least developed countries on the gender ramifications of their trade reforms. And then we were able to show the specific difficulties that women were facing, and all the development and growth opportunities that were missed because their women didn't have the right education, were segmented in certain sectors. Some sectors were just disrupted because a trade agreement was signed without having any perception of what would happen to women, to the women, female workforce. So I think it was a process of showing through the analysis that indeed the impacts are different, and in many cases it's not only trade policy that is important, but all other policies that have to be coordinated. So it's not only trade, but it's industrial policy, agricultural policy, social policies to make the whole thing coherent. And another thing that we managed to do in the countries we worked closely with is to have the ministries of gender more associated with the ministries of trade. In many countries, we found out that the ministries of gender are a bit sidelined with little political influence. So we tried to bring them, let's say, to the main table. And indeed, in some cases, in our seminars, was the first time that the Minister of Trade and the Minister of Gender were sitting on the same panel. So was also working on the institutions and giving the gender machinery, trying to support the appropriate role and an influential role. Thank you.